Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by two guests. I have Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti. We are also joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Board Member and Harvey's at Hotel Patti owner, Katie Harvey. So Katie and Lindsay, thank you both so much for joining me today.
Hi, Joe.
Thanks for having us.
So this is our Burr extravaganza chat. So not to give it an official title, but let's face it, that's probably what we're going to spend most of this conversation talking about, the Bike Ride Rippy. So whoever wants to jump in, talk a little bit about next week's event.
Yes, we have Burr next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, and we are so excited. It's the 43rd annual event, so a very long-standing tradition here in Perry, obviously standing for the Bike Ride to Rippy, so it wouldn't be the same without that aspect of it. But we're just really excited about continuing this. It's a great fundraiser for the chamber. It brings a lot of people in. The community has changed a lot in the last couple of years. So for riders that have made this an annual journey for 20 plus years, they've seen the changes. Even those that have been coming for just 5 years or so, they've seen growth in our community since then. So as they ride all the way downtown and then head out to the highway, they've seen new businesses and the excitement with changes at the hotel and growth at the hotel. And so it's just a fun thing to keep going and keep building upon. And it's always weather dependent, but we have fun with it anyway. And a lot of diehards that join us no matter what.
Absolutely. Now, the last time that we talked about Burr, you're still kind of ironing out details as far as entertainment. So talk a little bit about what the latest is on the entertainment specifically at the hotel.
Well, we'll start it fairly early in the morning. We get started registration, what, 7 a.m.?
Mm-hmm.
So we get started 7 a.m. and we'll have everything open and ready. We're doing an Epic Bloody Mary bar. I'm pairing with Big Grove Brewery this year, and we'll do a local cold brew with their stout and a whiskey cream for a boozy iced coffee. And obviously, restaurant will be open and everything will be open and available and warm and ready to go. We'll get them kicked off and out the door in the snow, and then we want to bring them back. We talked about that a lot last year, about bringing the party back to Perry and bringing it back to the Hotel Patti. We are having an incredible music group, which our community knows really well, Stranger Than Fiction. So they'll be in our ballroom. I'm going to do a Midwest chili bar. So the difference of a Midwest chili bar is it can be over pasta, or it could be just plain, but it'll be tons of toppings to load up, and we'll have full bar, and we'll just continue the party and from about 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And even for our local guests, we are doing 20 and 20. So it's $20 for all you can eat Midwest chili and live music.
All right. And Stranger Than Fiction, they were at the New Year's Eve party, so I'm familiar with them. I'm sure a lot of people are as well. Lindsay, you had anything to add on that?
Well, I think it's just an opportunity, whether you're riding or not, this makes it a fun Perry event. And so the after party, as we call it, is open for anyone. It's not a matter of registering or not. It is open for anyone. So even if you have registered and decide you're not going to ride that day, but you still want to have a little fun and hang out with us, that opportunity is there. If you're a local and you haven't quite gotten your bike out for the season yet and still want to come down and enjoy one of your favorite bands, that is an option. So great drinks and food.
Yeah.
And entertainment.
Come in early. Come in early and hang out with us. And you don't have to ride the ride to come in and have anything that we're offering, or come in and listen to the band, or come in and have Midwest chili. It is definitely a community event. And we want to stress that it's not just for the day, it's for everyone.
And that goes for the Lions Club breakfast as well.
Yes.
In the morning. So that is not just for Burr riders. That's for anyone, $7.50. So that is an annual fundraiser for them as well. It's great to partner with them with the ride, another annual tradition. But feel free to come out and join us whether you're riding or not.
All right. So talk about some of the other stuff that's going on during Burr, the hot chocolate stop, the sag wagon, that every little detail about Burr that you can possibly imagine.
Well, there are a lot of things. I don't think we have enough time to go through all of the little things that are building up to this point, even today, and then will continue to happen this next week as we get prepared. Anywhere from folding 800 shirts and stuffing packets and things like that. We've got a great volunteer team that helps us out every year to get ready for that. So it's a smooth process that day. We have great volunteers that come and welcome riders and help with registration that day and helping people if it's their first time, they're not familiar with the area, pointing them in the right direction. And it's really just exciting to see so many people out on a cold February morning, because it is always cold, a little bit anyway, be a part of this event. And so little details down from, you know, making sure that we've got the street closure figured out and the route and all of our communications with our riders. We'll also have a couple other vendors there that are selling their items that are bike related, and also having a few of our downtown retailers joining us to kind of promote shopping and Perry coming back after the ride, things like that. They had a very positive experience interacting with riders, and so they're excited to be a part of that again and just kind of be a part of the excitement and have another welcoming face bringing people into Perry. We've got the hot chocolate stop again halfway, and that's a great partnership with Hy-Vee. There will be other food and beverages in Rippey, but the big thing is it starts and hopefully finishes for most riders in Perry.
All right. Well, anything else about BIRD before we move on and talk about one more thing?
I guess the last thing is that there is still time to register. Registration will go up on Sunday, and so we'll be up to $35 the week before and then $40 the day of. So get out there, register if you want to, or just come in that day if you're kind of waiting and seeing how things are going. We'll be at the Iowa Bike Expo tomorrow promoting the ride and all things biking Perry. So we're really just excited that it's here finally, and we're ready to go.
All right. We have a little bit more time left to talk here, so I also wanted to just kind of go over the chocolate walk, especially considering we have Katie here, who can provide a little bit more insight on that. So talk a little bit about the upcoming chocolate walk, because that's now just 2 weeks away.
Right. So we've got a very busy month between several annual events, some new things going on. And so with the chocolate walk, it's a matter of buying a ticket and going around to the participating businesses to explore what they have to offer there on a regular basis, get some delicious treats, and go about your day. So we'll have kind of the usual suspects participating, of course, this year with a lot of our downtown retailers. Alice is just kind of outside of downtown Fairway, and the hotel is a nice anchor for that activity as well. It's been a place where people can turn in their tickets. We've had some excitement with other chocolate treats in the past, and we look forward to having them be a part of it again this year.
The hotel this year is doing something kind of fun and a little bit more interactive. I'm doing chocolate bark. So we're going to have massive sheets of chocolate bark with different toppings and fruits and nuts and candies, and then giving children or adults little lobster mallets so that everybody can kind of break off their own chocolate bark and take it with them. It's just, we thought it would be something a little bit more interactive of a stop, and then as they drop off their final tickets,
they'll be entered to win a night stay at the hotel as the grand prize.
All right. Well, Katie Harvey and Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that either of you would like to mention today?
We are in the process of getting our chocolate walk tickets printed and out to the various businesses. So those will be available starting today. They're $10, and that gets you to all of the stops. It's kind of a passport, so you go around and you punch as you go, get treats as you go, and then you turn them in at the hotel. The new fun thing this year will be that the theater is going to be showing Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory movie, the original. So that'll be at 11 a.m. and 4:30. And so if you have a chocolate walk ticket, you can get in for free. Otherwise, it's just $2. So it's just kind of an added fun chocolate themed activity that day. So another great day in Perry.
All right. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for joining me today and for all the information. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for having us.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Katie Harvey and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorinsky with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.